So, well, due to some previous financing that it looks like you guys did through US Bank, we do have you pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital. And just trying to see, follow up with you guys if you're trying to bring in any new equipment or anything. Okay, is there maybe a
Yeah, no
better time of
problem.
the year that you guys kind of
Legal
see?
Additions, this is Judy.
Cool, no
Hey
problem.
Judy, this
Well,
is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Made a little
Good.
bit.
How are you?
I'm good. It's Friday. I'm happy.
Okay. What can I
Hey,
do for you?
I'm actually just trying to follow up here. We had mailed out a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital to the business for about $250,000. I was just circling back, seeing if you happened to come across it. It was sent in the mail, and I was just giving you a call to follow up.
One thing I appreciate you about you is you identified yourself and you identified the bank. 90% of the people that call me wanting to give me money don't, and I hang up on them.
They're just random people who say, "Hey, you want
Well, they
money?"
call, they ask for me. Is Judy there? Well, who's calling? Well, is she there? Well, yeah, what do you need? And I have to go through this little tag game, and I hate it. So
It's like,
anyway,
it,
but I
yeah,
appreciate
a little hoop game, right?
it. Yeah, it's stupid, and I hate it because it's just, why would I borrow a penny from somebody that's an idiot? But in any event, we're not looking for any funding right now, but I appreciate you calling. Maybe after the first of the year.
Yeah, I was about to ask that, Judy. Is there like a typical time of the year where you guys do kind of sit down, look at the books, and evaluate whether or not you need any new either capital or equipment?
This year I'm waiting till after the election.
Yeah, a lot of my clients have actually kind of said the same thing. They're really waiting to see what's going to happen because there's a
Yeah.
lot of uncertainty in the market. And I've also kind of been advising my clients, giving them just a little feedback of what's going on in the finance industry in regards to kind of preparing yourself for what's to come. Essentially, what's going to happen, Judy, is that with the new government coming into place, new office, new, everything essentially, what's going to happen is the Fed is more than likely going to increase rates, no
Yeah.
matter who gets into business. So I've been trying to
Right.
advise my customers and say, hey, if you guys have been kind of on the fence and looking for additional funds for the business, whether that's for equipment, whether that's for just needing some extra cash, right now is the best time to do that because you can lock in your rates before interest rates start, increasing. So it's just a little food for thought. So if you guys are looking at
Yeah.
doing something, it's best to possibly do it before the new office comes into play, which is around January. So,
January 20th, yeah.
yep.
Hey, Nicholas, would you do me a favor? Would you put me on your emailer list as a tickler and just kind of keep me posted on what's going on because I like your approach?
Okay, all right. How about I do this? What's a good email? I can shoot you over my contact information so
Okay,
you have
my
me on file.
I'm gonna give you my personal email, not my business email.
Okay.
It's Judy, JUDYC, 013
013.
at eagle-editions, EDITIONS.com.
Okay. Oh yeah. So I was kind of perusing your guys' website actually. You guys do art sales, right?
Art, decals, model industry, the hobby industry. And if you look at our website, you can tell I know why I'm down 50% because we're a disposable income business. And who has disposable income with their insurance premiums going up,
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Everything seems to just be costing way too much nowadays.
Oh, I know. You go grocery shopping and a gallon of orange juice is $3.
Not even that, a gallon of milk's going up to $5 to $6 now.
Good grief.
Like you remember when it was just like a couple dollars, a few dollars, and it was brought to you at your doorstep?
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember
No, I'm just
that.
joking. I'm just
No,
joking.
I seriously am old enough to remember that.
Oh no, I was just
Oh
making a
yeah, we
joke.
had it was so cool because I lived in Wisconsin and this is back in the 50s, okay, I'm dating myself, and we had this cute little hatch. It was about a foot square and it opened from the front and the back. So the milkman would come in, put the two bottles of milk, you always give him a note of what you needed if you needed anything extra. And he put them in there, and then you open the front on the inside, and you got them out. And they were the little bottles with the little bulge on top, so you had fresh cream on top. That's how old I am. And it
No,
was 29 cents.
I'm just
29
saying.
cents delivered.
I'm just saying. Why can't we have that nowadays?
Because
What
we've
is
got a
what?
corrupt system, that's why.
No,
It's
every.
Republican, Democrat,
Oh,
Independent,
it
whatever.
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter
No.
where you stand. It's just the fact that, I guess, our world has just gotten to the point where it's a little chaotic.
Corrupt. That's correct.
Yeah.
So we just have to try and do the best we can. But
yeah.
No, keep in touch with me. You've got my email. You've got, that's my personal. I don't give that out to everybody. I usually give them my business.
Yeah, and don't worry. I'm only going to send you my contact information.
That's fine.
Yeah, and then you, yeah, you want me to follow up with you right after, you know, the new year? Does that sound good?
Yeah, and if I make any decisions before then, I'll let you know.
All right, Judy, I'm glad I was able to talk to you here.
Yeah, it was very special. I appreciate that. Thank you
okay.
Very much, Nicholas.
You
have a great weekend.
And you too. Take care.
Thank you. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.